As some look for answers in the story of the gunman, we're going to turn to the story of survivors. Mark Bethune was celebrating his 50th birthday at the festival in Las Vegas last weekend with his wife, Sherelle, watching Jason Aldean perform as the shots started to rattle. The couple are back home in San Angelo right now. Mark, so glad you and your wife are okay. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the night. How had things been going? Y'all were just watching the show, right?
It was great. It was great. We were enjoying it. We were slightly left of center, probably around 30 yards back from the stage.
Uh-huh.
Jason was going into around his fourth song. I'm not sure. It was very early into his set, and just started a song. And we heard some popping. I thought it might be another casino further down the strip. Mm-hmm. With a firework display.
Right.
Then we saw Jason run off the stage in a manner. It was abrupt. Music stopped. And then we heard automatic gunfire. Just pow, 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 pow. And then everyone's kind of looking. No one did anything yet. And then it stopped. And then another series of gunfire. And at that point, the whole facility just hit the ground.
Mm. So was there anybody from the stage or from the side of the stage or is sort of shouting instructions or everyone get down or get out, or was it sort of everyone for themselves?
I didn't hear anything official. I just saw everything's a blur. This is it's surreal. It's dreamlike. It's nightmarish, but it's hard to get. It's almost like just pictures and then slow motion shots. So I'm still trying to piece everything together. So everybody hit the ground. After about two or three of those series of rapid fire gunshots,
mm-hmm.
I yelled at my wife, "Run!" And at that point, some other people also got up and started running.
Mm-hmm.
But others didn't. Others just hunkered down. So I don't know if anyone was hit around me because some people just didn't get up.
Did you suffer any injuries trying to get out?
Minor. We had to jump some fences, and I landed kind of hard on my knee one time. And my wife, on one of the fences, her pants got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to push her over, and she fell on her hip.
So you jump the fences, you find your way out the exit, then what do you do? I think my first impulse would be to look for police to figure out where to go, what's going on.
Well, there's still gunfire, and once we got out of the venue, there's no longer the cacophony of what's going on inside, so we could actually hear the gunfire better, and it sounded like it was. Like there might have been two shooters, like there might have been another shooter on our side as well. So we didn't stop until we were in our elevator going up to our room.
Mark, you were talking about how these little fragments, these pictures, you know, how surreal that is when you try to think back and put it together. You're back in San Angelo. What's it been like? I mean, I know this is still rather early and all these thoughts are fresh, and I suppose you're still putting them all together, right?
Well, every time I think that, you know, things are getting better, and I guess that things are getting better, then just a wave of grief overcomes me. So it's going to take a while.
How's your wife doing? Is she experiencing the same sort of thing?
She's not really doing well. She is working today, and that's probably good to keep her mind off some of this stuff. But it was traumatic. It was difficult.
Well, Mark, we're all thinking of you. We wish you the very best, and we sure do appreciate you taking a few minutes out to talk with us today. Give your wife our best as well.
Well, I need to thank you for allowing me to share my story. This is therapeutic for me.
Mark Bethune and his wife Sherelle were attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas on Sunday. They escaped the assault on the concert with just minor injuries, and they are now back home safe in San Angelo, Texas.